Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for this blessing of being able to relay a message to the congregation that you want them to have. But I pray that the words and the thoughts that are mine be directed by you, and that just allow me to just be free to hear you and express what you're telling me. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Amen. So this week's parsha is called B'Midbar. And then the Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai. And it's from Numbers 1, chapter 1, verse 1. In the wilderness. The title that the Lord gave me for this message is B'Midbar, in the wilderness. Because the Hebrew word B'Midbar means literally in the wilderness. And in this message, the Lord wants me to relay that what he showed me in relation to how we are being in the wilderness is similar to being in the world, and how this, us being in the world, is similar to how the nation of Israel was in the wilderness for those 40 years. And the whole time they were there, the Lord was with them throughout the whole 40 years. We see in Exodus 14:24, just before dawn, Adonai looked out on the Egyptian army through the column of fire and cloud and threw them into a panic. And in Exodus 14:19, it says, next, the angel of God who was going ahead of the camp of Israel moved away and went behind them, and the column of cloud moved away from in front of them and stood behind them. The angel of God, this is Yeshua. Although he was not known to them by that name, this is Yeshua. At this point in time, did not come as Yeshua. He came as the angel of God. In Exodus 23, verses 20 to 21, specifically verse 21, where it says, obey his voice, do not be rebellious toward him, for he will not pardon your transgression, since my name is in him. Why would the Lord direct them to obey his voice and to tell them that if they're rebellious, that he will not pardon their transgressions? Only God can pardon someone's transgressions. Only God we are supposed to obey his voice. Plus it states his name is in him. The Lord took care of them the whole time that they were in the wilderness. He was with them physically as the angel of God, as Yeshua. We see in Exodus 15, verses 23 and 25, specifically when they came to Merar, they couldn't drink the waters because it was bitter. The people complained to Moshe, what are we going to drink? So Moshe cried out to Adonai, and Adonai showed him a tree. And he threw the tree into the waters, and it made the water sweet. The Lord took care of them. Whatever their need was, he took care of them. And let's not forget in Deuteronomy 29, verse 5, where it says, I have led you 40 years in the wilderness, and your clothes had not worn out on you, and your sandals have not worn out on your feet. That is truly amazing. You can spend 40 years in the wilderness, walking, traveling, living, and not a stitch of clothing wore out. I have problems with clothing not wearing out after a couple of months. Their shoes didn't wear out. which is really amazing because I being an athletic trainer, I was involved with sports. And I know when it comes to runners, the rule of thumb, and this is according to the Runner's World magazine, is that you're supposed to replace your running shoes every 300 to 500 miles. And I'm pretty sure that they traveled for more than 500 miles, but yet their shoes did not wear out. Just like with Israel in the desert, the Lord is always being with us, and He's always taking care of us. The problem is that some of us don't really pay attention to that sometimes. We go about our daily life and we kind of forget. The Lord is always with us. He sees everything that we do. He knows everything we're thinking. And He's always knowing what we need before we need it. From this week's Haftorah portion, the Lord says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I separated you for myself. I have appointed you to be a prophet to the nations. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you always, says Adonai, to rescue you." It's Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 5 and 8. Adonai Elohim, our God, has separated us for Himself, just like He did with Jeremiah. He says, "We don't be afraid because He is always with us." To rescue. Yeshua tells us, no, He commands us, "Remember, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." That's Matthew 28:20. He commands us to remember this. Always, He's going to be with us always. This is the message that He had spoken to me about. We are traveling in the wilderness, in the world, but we don't have to worry because the Lord is always with us every single minute. We must be strong and have no fear. Chazak, chazak, we need chazak. Be strong, be strong, be strengthened. This is what God told Joshua. This is what we read at the end of every single parsha, the book of the Torah. We must have faith that He is with us and He will always take care of us. Every minute, when you come upon a trial and you're thinking how terrible things are, we have to remember that He is always with us. And He's always going to take care of us. Not the way we want, but the way we need to be taken care of, because He knows what we need. We must trust Him to provide for everything. An example is trusting is tithing. I know some people may think it's not significant, or maybe they think it's talked about too much. But tithing is important for two reasons. The first reason is that it is a good gauge to see where a person is with their trust in the Lord. Do you trust Him? Will you give Him that 10% off the top, trusting Him that He's going to take care of you, instead of worrying, "Well, I got to pay bills"? Do you have faith that He will take care of you in every single thing? Or are you going to try and take care of things yourself? I guarantee you, when you try to take care of things yourself, they're not going to work out. Not the way they're going to work out when you let the Lord take care of you. The second reason is that the tithes allow for the building maintenance, equipment needed for services and streaming, the ability to use Zoom for for Bible studies, and to meet the need of each of the congregational members as they arise. That's something to think about. Everything that we have done these past 2 months, the ability to stream these services live for everybody so that they can still be connected to the congregation, the abilities, the weekly Bible studies and Stump the Rabbis to be connected, to still learn. Those abilities can happen because of the tithing that we give. Just like the temple, they tithe to the temple so that they can maintain the temple. It also allows us to help other congregational members that are in need. Tzedakah. And this is the only time that the Lord tells us to test Him. The only time. He doesn't want us testing Him with any other thing other than this. Because in Malachi 3:10 it says, bring the whole tenth into the storehouse so that there will be food in my house and put me to the test. He tells us, put him to the test. Said Adonai Tzevaot, see if I won't open for you the floodgates of heaven and pour out for you a blessing far beyond your needs. Can you imagine that? Instead of worrying about how you're going to pay your bills and holding back, testing Him and giving the tenth that He has asked us, a mere tenth, everything He gives us is His, but He asked for a mere tenth, and He will bless us beyond, far beyond our needs. We must be strong and be strengthened, and have faith that God will take care of us. And remember, He will always be with us until the age. He commands us that we remember that. The world is our wilderness, but there are no worries because He is with us. He is our Goshen. Remember the land of Goshen, where there was darkness throughout all of Egypt, except for the land of Goshen. All the plagues happened throughout the land of Egypt, except for the land of Goshen. This is why it's so very important to seek His kingdom and have a close personal relationship with Him. This is done through the reading of His word and His Ruach HaKodesh. And this is not merely a concept or an idea. He is not just an impersonal God that sits up in heaven, that created us and then just lets us go on our own because He doesn't care. He just creates us. No. He takes a personal interest in each and every one of us, and He wants a personal relationship with each and every one of us. He's just not a concept. He's for real. And actually, there is nothing that we can do for ourselves. We can't do anything by ourselves. He is the creator and the perfecter of our faith. We need to set aside time daily for the reading of His word and prayer, seeking to communicate with Him, to communicate with His Holy Spirit. And we also have to tune in to His timing as well. When He speaks to us and He shows us glimpses of what's going to be happening, what the calling is, what direction we should be taking, We cannot jump the gun and think it's going to happen tomorrow. We have to have patience and allow Him to do it in His timing, specifically with His appointed times with us as individuals. Recently, Amanda and I have been noticing how we've been trying very hard to make our time with Him according to our determination. Just like there are appointed times with the holy days, there's appointed times with Him on an individual basis. It's very important. For Amanda and I, we feel better when we start our day having a quiet time with Him. But lately, lately it's not been working out the way we want it to work out. As most of you know, I had emergency surgery back in September of last year. And prior to my surgery, I would be getting up between 5 and 6 in the morning to have prayer time and to read scripture. You could say that sometimes I would get a little agitated when I didn't have this time, and I would get interruptions. And now, to me, it just seems silly. I mean, think about it, spending time with the Lord, praying and reading His word, but then getting agitated by interruptions. The second greatest commandment is to love thy neighbor as thyself. And that's especially in regards to our loved ones, to our parents, our spouses, our children, our siblings. We're supposed to love them. Yes, we're supposed to have an appointed time with Him, but according to His timing, and not to get irritated when we're interrupted by our loved ones. He doesn't want us to be treating them poorly by being agitated. While I was in the hospital, the Lord was with me the whole time. In the middle of the night, He would speak to me for hours, comforting me and explaining to me what was happening and why. I never once felt abandoned by Him, nor did I feel that I did something wrong that have caused it. Regardless of whether people might feel or say, I didn't do anything wrong to cause it. It was part of His plan for me. He told me so directly in those nights in the hospital, as well as through others like my wife, Amanda. He was with me while I was in the wilderness. And even before my surgery, the Lord had been working on me about this topic of appointed times with Him, specifically in regards to when I prepare these messages that He gives me. When I first started giving messages, I would start 3 weeks before I was supposed to give the message. Rabbi would tell me what the day was, and I'd start researching it and reading scriptures. Then on the Sunday before that I would give the message, I would plan to have the whole day just for the messages, not schedule anything to do that day. Only do that. I would be totally focused on the message that day so that I could finish and submit it to Rabbi Mark for him to review. And I still do that. I submit it to Rabbi before I give the message because I want him to know what it is I'm going to say. Not specifics, because when I'm up here and if I'm listening to the Holy Spirit, things might be different than what I thought it was, because I don't always hear clearly when I'm preparing it. But at least he has an idea of what I'm going to say, and it won't catch him off guard. for a bit for these past 2 years, though, 2 or 3 years, the Lord's been changing that with me. I wasn't always able to do things the way I wanted to. And after my surgery, there was a big change. What the Lord showed me was that just like everything, it's all according to His timing. He's the one that determines our personal appointment times with Him, not us. It will happen when He determines it will happen. Yes, you can try and force things and determine it when you want it, but there won't be much peace, much shalom within it. If it is when we allow Him to determine when and how it will occur, there will be mucho shalom, shalom gadol, much shalom, much peace. Now when it comes to messages, I have accepted that He may not give me the message until maybe even up to the day I have to get day before I have to give the message. Before, it used to take me 8 or more hours to prepare it, sometimes a day. Now it can be completed in about 5 hours if I allow Him to control it, the time, and what's going to happen. As far as me spending time with Him, I've also learned to accept when and how He wants it. When I got out of the hospital, and even up until today, there are times when I get really tired easily. Not as much as in the beginning, but I still do get tired sometimes. I have to let Him wake me up when He wants me to wake up. And as Amanda lovingly told me, He wants me to rest so I can heal. But I was really getting frustrated about not being able to get up early and have my time with Him just as I used to before. I was sleeping close to 10 hours a day. I felt like I was missing most of the day. I felt like I just slept the whole day away. But even still, He was still speaking to me periodically in the middle of the night, just like He did in the hospital. And when He does that, I feel comfort. I feel peace. Knowing that I don't have to make myself get up early because I'm going to miss out on something. He determines the time, and He chose when He wants to have time with me. He showed me that you can speak to us anytime or anywhere. We can't just be dogmatic about a predetermined time, predetermined place where He's going to speak to us. It doesn't always have to be while you're reading Scripture. But don't get me wrong, reading Scripture is very important. Understanding His Word is very important. And having prayer every day is also important. Speaking to Him. Having a scheduled time, like in the mornings, as Amanda and I do, is a good way to start your day. But we have to be flexible about this. We have to change according to the leading of the Holy Spirit. This is something that is talked about and practiced a lot here through the lead of the Holy Spirit. Rabbi Mark and Rabbi Eduardo lead the services according to the Holy Spirit leads them. Amanda leads the worship according to the Ruach HaKodesh. He guides her and directs her how to sing the songs, which songs. If there's an order change, he speaks to her and she makes the changes. The Zakenim, the elders, are led through the guidance of the Holy Spirit. If things have to change according to the Ruach, then we have to change them. If something comes up that the elders have to pray about changing things, we have to decide, is the change to be something of benefit for others? Being agitated about changes is not being in shalom. Need to accept the changes as the Holy Spirit leads. As Rabbi says from time to time, that the flesh sometimes wants what it wants, and it may not always be in line with what the Holy Spirit is directing. There won't be peace if you're letting your flesh decide things instead of following the Holy Spirit. You have to have shalom. You have to follow the Holy Spirit. If you make a change and it wasn't the Holy Spirit directing you, again, you won't have any peace. There will not be any shalom if you make the changes and it's not what the Holy Spirit wants. And the Holy Spirit guides you, you will have peace. We are traveling in the wilderness, the world. But don't worry, because the Lord is with us always. Always with us. And this world has changed a lot recently. And it is part of our wilderness. In the book of John, Yeshua prays to the Father for us. Specifically, I have also sent them into the world. He said, I do not ask you to take them out of the world, but to keep them from evil one. We have been sent into the world to endure trials and to work through our sanctification. But he also prayed, do not take them out of the world. It is part of our wilderness. But there's no worries about it, because God is faithful and he will always provide a way of escape, so you will be able to endure it. 1 Corinthians 10:13. Yeshua is our escape. The Holy Spirit is our escape. This whole coronavirus has caused a major shakeup globally. It has rocked this world. It has brought this country to a standstill practically. Rabbi Mark and Rabbi Eduardo have been speaking about the way things are and the reason for the decisions that the congregational leadership has made. Last Shabbat, Rabbi Mark was speaking about we were abiding by the social distancing out of the desire to love other people. Yes, there are a lot of mixed reports out there as to why you should or should not follow the guidelines. There are some people who have not been following the guidelines, and it doesn't seem to have caused problems. But there are also people out there that have not followed the guidelines, and it has caused a major problem. Specifically, the church in South Korea that caused a major problem with the spread of the virus because they refused to follow guidelines. There are two sides to all the stories. The government has been accused of not taking enough action and also of taking away our constitutional rights. This can be argued either way. The purpose of this message is not to debate or make statements of who is right and who is wrong. The purpose, as I said earlier, is to state that we are traveling in the wilderness, but don't worry because the Lord is with us always. He will provide an escape. People have mixed feelings about technology. It can be a blessing, but it could also be a curse. It could be used for good and it can be used for evil. And I know what evil can come with the technology. That's what I learned in school, how to prevent the evil, how to stop the evil. Our God has allowed this virus to spread for a purpose. He has given believers an opportunity to glorify His name, an opportunity to show him love and love to others. If this virus had occurred 10 or more years ago, we wouldn't have the opportunities that we had now. And I'm talking about the live streaming of services. We wouldn't have been able to do this 10 years ago. I'm talking about the Zoom congregational meetings, such as Bible studies, Stump the Rabbis, the leadership meetings in the women's group, Caring and Sharing. 10 years ago, we wouldn't have been able to do any of those things. The Lord has provided a way, escape from the isolation. Yes, we're not able to physically sit there next to Him and talk to Him, hug Him, eat with Him, break bread with Him, but it's still an escape from the isolation. You can still sit there. You see them. You can communicate with them. You just can't touch them. It's still an escape that is provided to us. Is it ideal? No way. Not even close to being ideal. Every single Zaken, Shamashim, the elders and deacons and deaconesses missed the regular services and in no way wanted to resort to live streaming. Every single person wanted to be here, did not want to go to live streaming. Not one single person wanted to change it. We know that there are individuals who are hurting and the technology doesn't take the place of being face to face with people breaking bread. But this is better than being isolated in your homes. This is better than having no way of communication with others. We can communicate by phone, by video messenger, FaceTime, Skype, by text message, and by emails. And this can be done almost instantaneously, as though you were sitting there next to them talking. It's like you were sitting there talking to them, but you're not touching them. I really want to encourage all of you here and in watching the stream. Just as Rabbi Mark had said last Shabbat, get involved with these Bible studies. Stump the Rabbis. The Women's Caring and Sharing. Watch the live streams and worship the Lord. Just like the appointed times I was talking about, He determines the time and the place. You can worship the Lord anywhere. It doesn't have to come and be here. It's wonderful and it's great to be here to worship the Lord with others. But you can still worship the Lord sitting at home with others. It doesn't matter where you are or who you are with. Anytime and anywhere is good to worship the Lord. If you're feeling lonely or blue or down, call somebody. Talk. Use technology to communicate. We are averaging about 20 people at the Bible studies and Stump the Rabbis. I encourage everyone who hears this message to take advantage of the opportunity. If you need help with technology, you can contact me. You can contact Rabbi Eduardo. You can contact Elder Lee. You can contact Delin. They will help you. We'll help. We'll attempt to figure out a way of helping you. I've set people's computers up. I showed them how to put TeamViewer on the computer and allow me to have access. And I set up Zoom for them so that they can communicate. If you don't have a webcam so that they don't see you, well, that's okay. As long as they can hear you. Laptops have microphones. It's a way to figure things out. Midbar, in the wilderness. We are in the wilderness, but we're also given a way out and given an escape. It's so amazing that the Lord does things that way. It was planned out. It was allowed to happen that we have the coronavirus and we will be quarantined. But he also allowed us to start working on the technology years ago. Rabbi Mark had no idea of any of this happening. But years ago, he came with the idea of streaming the services. Lee and Delin and Rabbi Eduardo have worked to set all this up years ago, slowly, 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 accumulating the technology, figuring out the technology. The Lord directed us because he knew what was going to happen. It's amazing. You can't do anything to ourselves to take care of things. We allow him to take care of things, and it's going to bless us. You don't have to worry. He's got it all under control. Baruch Hashem, Yeshua is our King and he's on the throne. Amen? Amen. Amen.